Okay. I got transformed to Jamar Denzel.
This mess, I have to transform into a Jamar Denzel.
Yeah, nah, bro, I'm not afraid of death no more, bro. I learned that lesson. Like,
no, so I was about to get into it. That is an interesting point because so many people fear death. Mm-hmm. I know I feel like I'm still in the beginning stages of like trying to understand it and like really get over it. Because I often think about if you can really remove the fear of death, what your current present would look like. You know what I'm saying? If you could really move throughout this life without any fear. Because if you think about any worst case scenario, like what is any worst case scenario? It's dying for a lot of people. But if people were able to just remove that worst case scenario, if you want to think about starting relationships, like you'll go into it with almost no fear. All right. If you want to start a business, like you wouldn't be afraid of anything because why not? You know? So that is kind of cool. Are we starting?
No, I'm just gonna let you finish. I'm gonna give you a clip though, so you can use it. You can have it for your own.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, nah, use in your mode. Use in your bag. I might use it as a cut. I might keep it. We saw, you know, I might keep it in the beginning. Yeah. You can cut it. Hey, everyone, it's Jamar Denzel from the Let's Get Real podcast, and we're back here with another episode where we talk about the hustle and grind of being a creator in this day and age. And today we are doing a kind of a recap. We got my boy Demetri from United Photography back at it. If you do not remember who he is, go check out season one. First of all, the link is gonna be somewhere around. Hey, go check out season one. Go look at the last video. The studio looks completely different because we are still inside Studio Space DMV here in Alexandria, Virginia. So check that out for one. But Demetri, he's a wedding photographer and he's a corporate photographer, and he does some videos sometimes from time to time, but don't call him a videographer, he's a photographer. All right, but you know, he's one of my business partner. He's a close friend of mine. We're going to just sit and chat and catch up today. So what's up, man? How you doing today?
What's good, man?
What's popping, bro?
Hey, nothing,
today,
man.
It's hump day today.
It is.
Day. How you feeling today?
I feel good, man. I feel really good.
I'm surprised you're not working today.
I stayed home with the kids.
Stay home with the kids.
Yeah, my youngest, he had a fever. So, you know, as a father, you got to do what you got to do. I hung out with them all day. I was able to get some work done, but, you know, it was cool, man. You know, it rained a little bit in the morning, mm-hmm. but it's all good.
So, how is the hustle right now? How's the bookings going? We booked and busy still?
Booked and busy. Huh. That's an interesting point to start. You know, I feel like the last time we talked about just the hustle and flow of the business.
Yeah, to be honest, bro, I really feel like the last time we talked, we was kind of like we was at right here.
Yeah.
And I feel like we had like a slow decline.
But be honest, I think the whole market right now.
I think, yeah, it's been like, you know, ever since like that whole, it's just like a decline since.
The whole market right now is kind of making everything shift a little bit, you know, so there's a lot of fear like within people right now in regards to like their job situation, mm-hmm. right? Because I know for me, I took on a lot more corporate clients, and I feel like my business was like slowly shifting to more corporate. But a lot of our corporate clients are from the government sector, and so like this current political environment has a lot of people uneasy. So I do feel like things have cooled down a little bit. I wouldn't say things haven't stopped. You know what I'm saying? I think I'm still doing pretty well, mm-hmm. but things have definitely cooled down. So,
do you think you're are you, first of all, finance? Do you think you're going to hit your financial goals for the year?
Oh yeah, for sure.
For sure. Okay.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Is that financial goal, is it the same as last year or more than last year?
No, it was. I mean, to be honest, I would probably say I'm going to beat it by at least 20%.
20%. Okay.
Yeah.
That's
yeah, good. Yeah. But it's from like,
So the real question is, do you think you're working harder this year or less?
I'm definitely working harder.
Well,
1,000%. Because like I was saying, like the environment made things shift a little bit. Even before that with weddings, like it was starting to shift a little bit. Mm-hmm. And so as you know, like we were starting to say yes to the smaller things, you know? And so I feel like I was needing to put in a little more work and just take a little less, you know? But like we're full time, you know, we don't got nothing big to lean on. So at the end of the day, we just had to do what we had to do. You know, we had to, you know, I cut some of my prices a little bit just to keep some revenue coming in until things got a little better. But I mean, overall, like the workload went up along with the revenue that came in the business. So, I mean, I made ends meet. That's all I ever care about, you know?
Okay. I would definitely say you are working a lot more because my numbers yeah. show.
In a bad way. Oh yeah. How so? I feel like I still been feeding you.
I mean, no, you definitely feed me. You still yeah. top three.
Okay,
still top three.
I was number one.
You was number one. Ain't number one no more.
You know why? It's because I've been saying yes.
You've been saying yes. Yeah. You've been working more. That's what I mean. I was like, that's what I mean. So you in my portfolio, United Photography, the last 2 years has been going down.
Yeah,
I was like,
yeah,
you take all the gigs.
Yeah,
you making sure I can't give you this one because like, usually you be double booked.
Yeah, yeah,
you be double booked a lot.
Not no more. I be saying yes, and I be keeping them jobs for myself. Like, I need it. But no, but things. I feel like things are up and up though. You know, I think I've made it.
It's got to get bad before it get good, right?
Exactly.
So I mean, what's you got a prediction? Think like it's gonna be bad for like another year or two. Or?
I feel like once the political environment kind of cools down a little bit, you know, because everyone is still up in arms and there's still a lot of fear within the economy with all the new changes. Everything is still hot, real hot. But like, give it like 6 to 8 more months. I feel like we're going to be able to like see where the economy is really going. Mm-hmm. And I feel like people are going to start being a little more comfortable with like paying more for the type of services that we offer. So as of right now, like I'm just going to just keep my head down, man. Just keep working. Mm-hmm. And I got you. I got a couple things in the works right now. I feel like I'm going to be able to kick to you. So.
All right. I mean, bro, we had
United
this conversation.
United Photography's about to get back on number one.
We had this conversation the other day, bro. You know, I got to get at least your top 10.
Yeah.
I ain't on the list at all.
That's you know? True.
So like I feel bad because it's like, but it is level. It's always levels to even though I, you know, like the first conversation we had is hilarious because when we first met, you was asking me for advice when we first met.
That's true.
And now you make more. But I would say I'm way more. I ain't lazier than you.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, the thing is, you don't have as much like drive in you every day.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because like you can go a month be like, nah, like I can make ends meet. You know what I'm saying? I'm by myself. I'm chilling. You know, you bachelor life, bro.
Yeah.
Like you
got, I ain't got no kids.
You ain't got no kids.
I ain't got no girl, no steady girlfriend.
No, nothing. I got it all.
I'm cool by myself. And I'm cool by myself sometimes because I be cooler. And yeah. I don't need a lot.
Yeah.
But when it comes to the drive, I was really thinking about this heavy the other day. I think I need to get back on Adderall.
Adderall?
Yeah.
Well, were you the one that told me that you was heavily addicted to Adderall?
Nah, I was not. Nah. If I was, I wouldn't have got off of it. I was never heavily addicted.
Tell me about it. I heard, like, I've never taken it personally.
You never taken Adderall? Nah. I mean, bro, when I first made Six Figures, I was on Adderall.
For real?
Yeah, I just started taking Adderall. So, like, I was really thinking about it. I just started taking Adderall when I first made Six Figures. That year when I had that DC Health gig.
Mm-hmm.
That was, and I was living in Bethesda, mm-hmm. in the studio in Bethesda. I was taking Adderall at that time.
So does it make you just heavily focused?
It's like, yeah, it's kind of like the same reason why I say I smoke, I still continue to smoke. Mm-hmm. The same reason, like, I smoke, and then as long as I, it's like a trigger. Mm-hmm. The smoking is a trigger, and it calms me down. It shuts my brain off, kind of. Not fully, but it shuts my brain off, because it's like my brain is always talking. Like, I'm always having 3 conversations in my head all day.
Mm-hmm.
And so it kind of shuts my brain down when I smoke. And Adderall kind of did the same thing, but it didn't give me the lag that smoking does.
Mm.
So it kind of like it's like as long as I took it, and then like within like maybe 20 to 30 minutes, I can actually feel it once it hit my system.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes it do get jittery, like if you drink too much coffee.
I got you.
So that's the most that I ever felt like bad on it is when I feel like jittery when I had like too much coffee. That's
so Adderall is like pretty much like an upper.
For me, yeah.
It's like an upper.
Yeah, but it allowed me to stay focused too.
What if you took Adderall and smoked? What happened?
I did.
Oh yeah,
I did both.
Okay.
No, yeah, I've been smoking since.
And it's like it still made you hyper focused,
right? Yeah, I mean, Six Figures, bro. That was the most drive I ever had, and I'm saying since then I've had you could tell since that DC Health I had like a steady decline of drive.
Mm.
And like I was really thinking about it heavy. That I was like, man, I was like, because I was doing Adderall for like 2 years, and then even between the Adderall, I started doing mushrooms. I don't care about saying on camera, but I started doing mushrooms too.
Yeah.
I was microdosing, and mushrooms kind of had the same kind of effect as the Adderall. Mm-hmm. So I was like, I was doing all those, but then I stopped doing the mushrooms and the Adderall. Mm-hmm. And since then, it's like my drive has just been going down and down. And it's like, I don't know. Like, I be wanting to do shit, but my executive function don't allow me to do it.
Gotcha.
Like, you saw it the other day when we was in here trying to do those cold emails. I gave you the idea.
Yeah. I was... Bro, I was trying to get into it right now. You was like, "Nah, I'm gonna let my assistant do it." I was like, "All right, bet. I'm gonna sit here."
It was like, because it's like I'm a step by step thing in my head. That was the next step in my head was to give it to them and then do my next thing. And I couldn't focus on doing that because it was gonna switch my whole list around in my head.
Dang.
And so that's why I couldn't do it.
So let me ask, did you do it already?
I didn't do it. Nah, because it's so much. That's why I was running too many businesses. And that too, adding on so many things, so that my mind falls. That's why I was like, you got to focus on one thing.
Gotcha.
It is like if I just focus, you know, we got the studio, we got I got my photography business, mm-hmm. then I got the video business, and then I got.
But doesn't wouldn't you say the microdosing, like, helps you kind of narrow the focus as well?
Yeah.
Kind of get you lined up? Mm-hmm. Because that is something I definitely want to start exploring. Yeah, yeah. Because I feel like as you get older, as people get older, they want to just figure out more about just life in general. Mm-hmm. You know, we all enter that phase.
We weren't trading until, but so you never done any psychedelics at all? It's funny we're talking about psychedelics.
Nah.
Not at all? You're interested in it?
Oh, 1,000%.
Okay.
1,000%. Oh, what you about to get into psychedelics? Was that part of your?
It wasn't, but I mean, I don't mind a shift.
Yeah, this is the Let's Get Real podcast.
I mean, it's all about creativity, and because I was talking to a dude that they booked a studio last weekend, right? And that's when I thought about the Adderall thing, because we was talking about when first time I made 6 feet. I was like, I was mm-hmm. Adderall, and he said he was smoking for the same reasons I said I was smoking, because mm-hmm. he was trying to better himself and things like that. And that's when I told him, I was like, yeah, I was done microdosing. And microdosing can help me focus too. And it keeps you up. Like, you know, like sometimes I can feel like a real low and I can get like really, really low. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to figure out all the triggers to get you back up. You know, like one of my triggers is food. That's why I was like, but I'm still on this food journey, but I'm like trying to cut out all the bad food. So that's why I can't get to that trigger anymore.
Yeah.
So, but mushrooms help with that. So I would say, like, when you microdose your mushrooms, like you're going to see the whole world differently. Everything's going to be more vibrant.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear things better, see things better. Your mind is a lot more clear. Mm-hmm. When you do a full trip, like,
Bro, that's what I want to do.
You want to do one with me? I'll watch you.
Nah, I want to do ayahuasca.
Okay. I haven't done that.
Yeah. But, I mean, I hope not. Like, I want to go to like a shaman.
Yeah, like, that's how you really want to do
like
it.
South America somewhere.
Because most people, they think about when they do it, especially like, because that's why I don't mind saying it, because black people do not like, they get scared when you're talking about mushrooms and things like that. They get scared.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've done it multiple times. And I've done a full trip multiple times by myself.
Here?
I've done it here. I got footage.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You showed me. Yeah, this man.
With the security camera.
Yeah. You're standing in the middle of the hallway.
I was looking into the light. Yeah. And that's when I really thought about death. I was thinking about death heavenly, because in that moment, I was about to leave.
He was about to leave.
I was going to leave my soul. My soul, my spirit, whatever. I was about to leave this vessel. Because it shows, when you do mushrooms, it really show you, like the first time I did acid, it's not mushrooms, but I did acid before. The first time I did that, it like really showed me, like, I had visions of us. Remember, dang, what's the dude? What's the big slime dude from Star Wars? Is it Jabba the Hutt?
I'm not sure. You know, it's funny. I'm not a big Star Wars fan.
You just lost points. But yes. it's a big slime monster from Star Wars. Everybody knows it. It's,
I mean, I see
Princess
it.
Leia.
I see it, but I don't. Yeah.
Princess Leia.
I see it, but I don't know the name.
I had visions of that and just us. And it's in the Bible. They say that, like, they created a man out of mud.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I had visions of that, like, and that kind of helped me think about, we just sculpting our bodies when you're losing weight. You're literally chicken off, like, pieces of a sculpture when you're trying to sculpt your body together. But we all just connected, and we all made of mush and mold. And that's why, like, I also saw visions of how, I could see myself in you, and I could see myself in the Deontay behind the camera, just similar features. And I could see myself in other people just because I did that, and it showed me that, those visions of that. So when you do a full trip, you do see visions, but the visions kind of correlate to what's going on within you here and here.
Mm-hmm.
Because people say, I don't know what I'm going to see. I'm like, you're going to see what's inside you, because it's going to show you your truth.
But I feel like that's the point.
Yeah, that's
like for free to be able to go within.
The same thing, like, people be afraid, oh, to go to therapy. You know, like, those are the people that be afraid to do mushrooms because they're not ready to really talk about what's going on, be truthful about themselves.
I feel like people can unlock that part of them where they can really just go deep down inside.
Yeah.
And, like, really look at the demons in their face.
Yeah, that was like,
that's where a true change, like, really starts to take place. Yeah.
Like, I've told you, like, when I did acid, like, I got stuck in a loop, and that's when I realized that we all live in these loop cycles. Mm-hmm. And us living in these loop cycles, I did a loop inside our apartment when I did it. I did it at the apartment.
So you're saying life is like a revolving door?
Yeah. Like, literally. How so? So I was on a podcast with Will. He did the podcast, right? And we talking. And, you know, Will doing his Return to Africa stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm editing a podcast, and I just keep hearing him. And as long as I've known Will, he's done something different. Like I said, he started off in real estate, went from real estate, had a CrossFit, went from CrossFit to having a tourism company, from a tourism company to electrical car charger. Yeah, there's so many businesses, right?
Oh, he's an electrical car charger dude.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, same dude. Okay. Gotcha.
That was his last venture, was electric car chargers. And then before that, he was working at a car dealership. He owned the car dealership, and that's what got him into the electric car chargers.
Gotcha.
But now he's doing this Africa stuff. But you know what the premise of his Africa stuff is?
To go back home. Oh, I was real estate. Okay, gotcha.
So life is a cycle.
Gotcha.
He left real estate just to get right back into it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even with, like, things with, like, our parents, you know? Like, I'm exactly like my father, even though I wasn't raised by my father.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, like life is just a cycle, and it all just repeats itself. But the moment I was going to say, because it's going to be funny, and it might be low-key disgusting.
Mm.
But, like, I had a moment, and this is the year I lost another, like, 60 pounds, you know? Like, it helped me with my weight loss. And, like, really helped me look at how my coping mechanisms.
The microdosing.
Acid.
Oh, the acid. Oh, okay.
This was acid. This was on acid. This was on acid.
Bro, I can't believe you did acid.
But, I did, like, 2-3 times. I did acid, like, twice in my life.
That's crazy.
But, you know who my roommate is.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
But when I did it, like, we was eating pizza.
Yeah.
And I went in the kitchen, and I ate. This is actually the first time I had an idea that I could be president.
Yeah.
I had the number 2040 in my head for some reason.
Yeah.
So look out. But I was eating a slice of pizza, and as I was eating it, these are things that people get afraid of when they mm-hmm. think of psychedelics. They're like the pizza started transforming into roaches in my mouth. Like I could feel roaches crawling around in my mouth, and I had to spit everything out.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. It was disgusting. So that was like the scariest thing I think I've ever did was a psychedelic. That's the scariest thing that's ever happened.
Gotcha.
But that made me look at food different. I threw the whole pizza away. And I was like, cause I wasn't even eating it because mm-hmm. I was hungry. I was eating it because I was bored. Mm. It was just something to do. So now just do it, bro.
I want to.
I'll be a watcher.
I don't think I could do like a heavy dose right now, but I am interested.
You need to meditate
like,
heavily before you do it.
You know what's funny? So I have been meditating. So
yeah,
I meditate.
I
meditate about three times a week right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I am on a path in my life where I do want to figure out more about myself. You know, I feel like money is cool. You know what I'm saying? Like everything outside of you, you know, just moves so fast. And like, we can spend our lives just chasing everything on the outside, but like, when are we going to devote some time to chase the shit that's inside?
Mm-hmm.
You know, as I feel like as you get older and as life, I would say speeds up or slows down. I feel like that's when we really start hitting like that depression. You know, because we start asking, like, is this it? I feel like that's the biggest question, you know, I have for myself. I've been having for myself lately, like, is this it? You know, so I am like looking for.
What do you mean by is this it? Like when you say is this it, is it like, do you wish it was more or is this not good enough?
That's the thing. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know if I were to like die today. I die unfulfilled.
Unfulfilled?
Yeah, for sure.
So
for sure.
What do you think's missing?
I don't even know. And so that's the question I'm currently trying to ask. And then I feel like that's the question that a lot.
That is kind of like the last question I was going to ask you. Like, how do you, can you see yourself in 10 years? First of all, so this is one thing that really helped me with psychedelics. Psychedelics kind of helped me with too.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's something like manifestation. Mm-hmm. You know, do you envision a life, your life, your future life? Ever like actually envision, not think about like the things that you want, but you actually don't.
Yeah, no. So like I have learned and practiced a lot of, you know, manifestation techniques, but my issue was breaking past that mental barrier to where I felt like I could actually achieve the things that I was I was dreaming about. You know what I'm saying? And so with me, I just have an issue like just being like, yeah, I can't get there. And so that's why like just manifestation is something that I know I struggle with personally, you know?
What's one of the things that you feel like if you could accomplish, you'd be fulfilled?
For me, it's no longer materialistic. Our cool things, is money cool? Like our cars cool? All that stuff that we think is nice, cool? Like I'm pretty sure, yes. Like we all want those things. But at the end of the day, it's like, I'm more interested in like the little things. Like I just want to wake up and just feel a little more motivated, you know, to like experience the day. Like that's where I want to get to, you know. I feel like this point in my life, I've been chasing things for so long and I've been trying to climb out of a hole like for a lot of my life.
Stuck in survival mode.
You know what I'm saying? Like I've just been in survival mode for so long. And even when on paper I'm doing good, it still feels like I'm just surviving.
Sometimes you feel like you're supposed to stay there.
I don't believe that. You know, I feel like we're
society. No, I'm asking, I know we're not supposed to. Oh, okay. You feel like that you're stuck there sometimes. That's why not that you're supposed to be there.
But stuck? No, not at all. I often tell my wife, Devin, like we always have these type of conversations. And I'm just like, I feel like I'm cursed with this mindset that wants more and that sees more, because I see opportunities like, and I know I can achieve more, you know what I'm saying? And so I feel like my soul just feels restless sometimes because I will not, like I'm just not satisfied. And so I'm like, dang. You often hear about these like entrepreneurs who like often feel that way, and they achieved everything that.
Yeah, remember, you traveled across the world.
Yeah, like
make six figures, you got children, a beautiful wife.
Yeah, so like
what else you need?
Well, that's the thing. So like my biggest fear in life is still chasing at like 80. You know what I'm saying? Like 80 years old. My biggest fear in life is being 80 and like still chasing. Like I don't want to be chasing at 80.
Why you feel like you still need to chase? Because I don't think you need to chase anymore.
Well, that's the thing. Well, I feel like everyone has like their own inner feelings and inner thoughts about where they should and shouldn't be in life, you know?
So you're like a 30s, I don't know. Yeah, you're like 35,
30. Man, I'm
where do you think you're supposed to be? 36.
Yeah, I'm 36. Where am I? Yeah. Yeah, no. I'm getting to the age where I'm starting to forget how old I am. But no, repeat that question.
Huh?
Repeat that question.
Where do you think you're supposed to be at 36? Or even 40. Let's go with 40. Where do you think you're supposed to be at as Dimitri at 40 years old?
Well, that's an interesting question, because I have been feeling like I'm in survival mode and been chasing so long. I think one of my biggest issues is that I never practice being present. You know, like the saying goes,
the microdosing will help you with that.
You know what I'm saying? Like just being where my feet are is something that I've been trying to practice. And
hey, you should ground.
I should ground.
You should go ground and whip mushrooms on while you microdose.
You talking about where you like you take your shoes off?
You go on the grass barefoot.
You stand in the grass.
Yeah, go on the grass barefoot and just be one with the earth.
Were you microdosing like all those times I used to drive by and like see this man be sitting in the grass?
Yeah, on the hill over there. Yeah,
yeah.
That was microdosing. The grass was so green. The air feels so cool. And, like your skin, everything is it really puts you in with nature. You can hear all the birds chirping. You just feel one with nature.
Do you feel like you're present? Mm-hmm. And you do feel like you're present in life? Yeah. Yeah?
Bro, when I took mushrooms, I had no worries.
Yeah,
When I was on Adderall mushrooms, I was that fearless you're talking about. I was living in it. Mm-hmm. I was living in it constantly. But I was like, ever since I stopped microdosing, it's like it's been a slow decline.
Gotcha.
I was like, but then it's like, because I don't want to be dependent on it. Because that means that now it's not like I got to be dependent on doing mushrooms all the time. Or is it like a coast? You know, it's like, is it a period? Like, if I do a month for mushrooms, that is going to keep me locked in. Because I talk about this all the time. Like, I got out of being locked in. That's why my drive went away. Because it's like me, I'm either on or I'm off. So like I turned myself off because it was a slow season anyway. But now it's like so hard to turn myself back on. So I don't know. So it's just like it is a thing about being present, but that living in that fearlessness of being present. Because when you know that you're not, when you've been present, you're not worried about stuff you already did, and you're not worried about what's about to happen.
Yeah,
you're just worried about what you can do right now.
Exactly.
That's
because I know they say that if you experience any type of anxiety, like what's actually happening is that you're too far in the future.
Yeah.
And you're worrying about what's to come. You know exactly what I'm saying? So that's where your anxiety comes from. Or if you feel any type of depression, that means you're in the past. Mm-hmm. And you're having a hard time letting go of something you've
made.
And that's
crazy. That's the reason why I got this tattoo in the first place. The ones on my arm that say time doesn't exist.
Time is man-made.
Yeah.
You know?
That concept, the reason why I got it in the first place, because the constantly, I need to remind myself to look at it. But that's the reason why, because like, don't worry about that. Don't worry about this. Just worry about that.
And that's what I'm trying to get to, because I feel like society has put so much measurements of time on us.
That's why I don't watch the news, because then the news put fear in your heart for something exactly that you ain't got no control over. And it's something that's miles away, even though like it's something you should be aware of. But, you know, like, I'm like, I don't want it to be harped on with all the negativity.
Yeah.
You know? So stuff like that. But I'm gonna just go where I was going to end off, since we're already in this flow. So, like, with the photography.
Sure.
40 years old, what do you think you need to be at with photography at 40? Like, is there a milestone you're looking for to hit?
I definitely don't want to be taking pictures at 40, though.
You don't?
That's like not like myself full time. It's funny. Right now, I'm at a crossroads, right? I'm where I can, like, just scale the business as Demetric, you know? Or I can just go left and, like, build the business away from me. So I'm no longer working in the business, and where I can just be more as an operator. Mm-hmm. And then I could probably step in the business and do a few things whenever I want. But for the most part, I'm going to be the person that's just building it up and just building the team around it to make it successful. And so, but the thing is, like, to get to that extra level takes a lot of effort, takes a lot of mental effort, takes a lot of time, you know? And I feel like that's something that it's hard to tap into. That drive is hard to tap into, especially when I already have so many outside factors. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I got the wife, the kids, the house, you know, I got the whole thing. And I just feel like it's hard to manage the time to, like, build a business like that. And it's hard to even tap into that type of mindset to have to break through to that level. You know, because if I was talking to a friend the other day, like, just because, like, you may have 8 free hours to work on whatever you need to work on, it doesn't mean you have 8 free hours. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, mentally, that 8 hours is really like 5 hours.
Why? That's why.
Because, like, it's hard for one person to just be focused on one thing for 8 hours. And, like, if you are that person, like, hit me up, because I want to know the secrets. But, like, if you take your entire day and you give yourself X amount of hours to complete something, mm-hmm. you might as well just, like, chop off some of that time, because, like, your mind just mentally just can't focus on one thing for X amount of time. You're going to be distracted, right? You're going to get tired. You're going to get mentally tired. And so once you add up all those little breaks, that 8 hours easily turns into five hours.
I turn my work days into 4-hour work days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least my edit days.
Yeah.
I was like, if I sit down and say I'm going to do 8 hours, I'm not going to do 8 hours. It's going to be 4 hours and 3 hours of me doom scrolling.
Exactly. Exactly.
So I cut it to, like, where I have 2 4-hour work periods a day. But mm-hmm. I split it so I can do, like, 4 in the morning.
Yeah.
And then I do 4 at night. So that way I don't feel bad. And then in the middle, I can, like, relax. I do things in the middle. Sometimes I feel like I get 2 days sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I'm about to do 2 times at gym. I'm about to go to the gym 2 times again today. So I like doing it, to splitting it up. So I do understand that.
That bachelor schedule sounds nice. That's what I want. And so here's the thing. So that's the issue, though, right? Because the way the decision.
Like, not
at all. Like, you found what works for you, what your life gave you. You know what I'm saying?
Not no more. Though, I'm hitting a rut now. Because at first it was good, but then it's like, Like, now it's like, now I got to the point, especially like after my grandmother died, and mm-hmm. it was like, we were struggling to like get the money for her funeral to go, because mm-hmm. she didn't leave anything. So that kind of hit me. I was like, I kind of put myself in a position where I was like, I really can't help others.
Mm-hmm. No, I was saying, and that's what works for you, because like, as I feel like in the bachelor life, like you have that flexibility to create many schedules yourself, and the only person you have to worry about is yourself.
Yeah, but yeah, like, I mean, yeah, I guess, but the mindset is messing me up, because I've been alone for so long that I ain't really been thinking about other people.
Yeah.
So now I need to like support other people.
Yeah, we mean support other people.
Like how, like, I can't really give money back to you, you know, because I don't get that. I don't got no clients.
Yeah.
So it's like, I can't put no money in your pocket.
I got you.
Like, my grandmother died, and I couldn't pay for her funeral. I feel like I should have been able to, like, it shouldn't be no problem. That much money that I make, that funeral, I should just be able to, like, all right, I got the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, all right, it was $8,000. Okay, I paid. That's how I feel like I should be at, you know, at 33.
Yeah.
You know how you feel like you should be? I should have enough money in my pocket that, especially because of how gifted I am and stuff like that. And I'm by myself. I ain't got no bills. I keep my stuff low.
So what's your mental wall? Like, to get into that space? Because remember, like, earlier I told you, like, I'm at a crossroads where I can build a bigger business and surround it with a team, but I feel like I can't break past that.
And you say you can't do it because of your schedule?
Like, that, and plus, like, there's, like, a mental effort that involves with, you know, just getting to that level. But I need to take some time and figuring out what the block is.
Well, for me, I got back into a depressive state, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I got back into a not really a depressive state, but it was like a why do anything state. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Because it was like how we talked earlier, all right, we're gonna die anyway. Like, you know, like, this is all BS.
Yeah.
And I guess maybe the political climate probably got to me a little bit too. Mm. Like, there's a lot of BS going on right now, bro. And it's like working with clients and like everybody, like, they want you. Because it's like, sometimes I just feel like everybody want my time, but they don't want to pay me for my time.
Mm.
And it's for stuff that, like, it ain't like I don't want to do it. It's just like, you calling me.
Yeah.
And it's like, for me, my, like, I'm in this rut where, like, I feel like I don't really do anything for myself a lot, especially creatively.
Yeah.
You know, cause, like, I just be, like, I'm just on to the next project, just working, just grinding, trying to make the money and survival. Mm-hmm. I pay the bills. That's the only thing I really worry about right now, just bills.
Mm-hmm.
That's how America has this, is worried about bills all the time. And so I'm trying to get out of that and focus on being able to create.
Yeah.
Because that's where I want to be at. That's why I feel like if I die right now, I'm not fulfilled because I haven't really created anything.
Mm-hmm.
Artfully. I've created a lot of things. Like, I created businesses and things like that. I have done that. Mm-hmm. So I will never, like, I'm not going to down talk like all the businesses I've done. But it's just like, I just haven't felt like I've done that, like, creative thing, you know? You know what I mean?
Like, so let me understand. So do you feel like it's like the time holding you back, or is this like the mental?
Oh, for me, it's definitely the mental struggle. It's just a mental thing for me.
Yeah.
I and it's just, for me, it's just starting to just get clear how badly the ADHD is. Hello, everybody. I just want to take a quick break real quick and talk about our sponsors. So number one, we have Studio Space DMV. They're located in Alexandria, Virginia. You can check them out on Instagram. The links will be in the description below. They also have a website, which is studiova.com. This is the facility that we are in. You guys saw the black room last season, and now in this season, we're in the beige room. It's a really nice podcast setup. They're on Peerspace as well. And they have a membership program if you go directly to their website. So make sure you check out studiospaceva.com. And on to our second sponsor of the group, we have Censored Clothing. If you guys have not checked out the merchandise, I'm wearing it. Dimitri's wearing it. He's wearing a hat in this episode. Mm-hmm. This is a brand. It's a clothing brand. It's made for creators, made for photographers, videographers, film directors, makeup artists, just anybody that's inside this creative industry. So go check out their website. I don't know when it's launching compared to when this episode is launched. It should be up by the time this episode will be out. So it's wearecensored.com and they're on Instagram, and it's official censored on Instagram.com. So make sure you check out our sponsors. And if you guys would like to sponsor the Let's Get Real podcast, please DM us or email us. We are waiting for your email. Thank you. Bro, but like off camera, bro, I used to be a genius, bro.
I mean, I feel like.
Nah, I was legit.
Like, how so?
Like, and I was like a genius, but I was a genius in my own right. But, like, I miss my photograph. I used to have a photographic memory.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I still kind of got it. Cause yeah. I got good memory still. But I'd be able to, like, read a book, and I have it memorized in my head. Like, I'd be able to see it in my head. the actual pages.
So here's the thing. So a lot of people, where people fuck up is that they don't practice those skills.
Yeah, I like you lose it. I like if you don't, you lose know? It, you lose it.
You know, like, unfortunately, like, I know we was talking about, like, time and everything, but, like, age is, like, getting older is real. But at the same time, it's like, the older you get, the more you just have to practice things. Like, I'm not saying you're not capable. You just, if you just stop doing stuff, you're going to lose it, you know? So, I mean, if you want that, then I would just
actually practice it. That's why I started reading again, like, doing my Spanish. I go back to speech therapy.
Yeah.
I'm taking speech therapy again as an adult.
Oh, for real?
I've been looking it up.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you already.
I'm not in
like,
it. I've been looking.
Okay,
it.
Okay. Gotcha.
I found some online classes.
Gotcha. What man said? Whole rig did.
You might as well cut everything for a second. What man said? Whole rig did. Are we going analog for now on, bro? All right. We're not gonna do this again. We plugging everything into the walls. No more batteries.
Yeah.
Like. No, it'd be plugged in a wall. Like that one is. It'd be plugged in a wall. Like I have a dummy batteries. I got one more on the thing. That one's plugged into an outlet. Yeah. And you plug into the wall, so another day. I mean, that one's on a V-mount, but that one's plugged into a wall. I got three of them. We got enough for all the cameras. We just do that for now. This is you can't head it, so this be embarrassing for somebody else.
Yeah.
We had a couple of technical difficulties, so I don't know where we at in the show. I hope you guys are still here. I'm just gonna stitch this together.
Yeah.
And we're not going with the show format today. I guess we're just talking. I think we're gonna just give it another
just vibing.
Yeah, and I think we gotta leave soon, so I think we're just gonna give it like another 15 minutes and just kind of like close it out. Mm-hmm. This is kind of like, I guess this is like a therapy session today. We're not really.
A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Not really on. I had a lot of questions, like with like the weddings.
Yeah.
Like I wanted to like really get you a lot of content. We had to do it again. I wanted to get you like a lot of content to make you look like an expert when it came to shoot weddings.
No, it's all good, to be honest.
We went real deep.
I feel like men especially. Black men especially.
Well, this is what they never.
Yeah, they never, we never sit down and like truly just like, just let the energy flow and like really like just get out the shit that's really like just been sitting inside of us.
Yeah.
Because like we're so external, you know what I'm saying? Like, and like just growing up, we were never taught how to be internal. Mm-hmm. And so I felt like the one cool thing about podcasts, I feel like some people want to sound smart. So it's almost forcing people to like look inside themselves and like really talk about the shit that they're feeling. Mm-hmm. Even though I feel like a lot of people that like get all emotional on podcasts, they would never get emotional behind closed doors. You know what I'm saying? Because they're afraid to look a certain way. But I feel like in this setting, a podcast setting, I feel like a lot of people like they feel the need to want to like dig a little deeper because they just want to like find stuff to talk about. You know, so I feel like sometimes this is needed, bro. Yeah, you know,
I mean, we all want to connect with each other. That's the reason why I like film. That's the reason why I like film in the first place, because mm-hmm. I watch films and I connect myself to other people's films. And I see things in films that other people don't see, but mm-hmm. I connect to it. That's mm-hmm. kind of like I kind of learned. And that taught me just to create and not worry about what other people think about, because as long as it's coming from me, it is going to reach somebody. It's millions of people in the world, so it's gonna reach somebody that think exactly like how I do. Because I watch people movies, I'm like, and I be looking at stuff, and I try to explain it to somebody else. They're like, I don't get what you're talking about. I'm like, I get it. Yeah. Be like puzzles and stuff, like be like subliminal messages. And I'm like, nah, I know exactly why they did it. Like if somebody used RGB for some reason, I'm like, I know why they did it. Or, you know, because they did it in the Sinners for a reason. For, you know, because
you saw Sinners.
I haven't seen Sinners.
Oh, okay. Have you? Nah, I want to go see it.
I mean, it's kind of funny, bro. I was gonna wait. I wanted to see in the theaters.
Yeah.
It's kind of too much hype on it. Like, I don't know why.
It's a lot of hype.
It's a lot of hype on it.
I have high expectations for Sinners.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like I'm gonna be disappointed.
For real?
Yeah. I mean, I got high expectations for Ryan Coogler. You know, not even high expectations, but I got that's not the word I meant to say. But I got a lot of respect for Ryan Coogler, and I got admiration for what he does. And I know whatever he's going to do is going to be amazing. I know it's going to be amazing. but I don't think it'll be like exactly how everybody like hyping it up. So I don't want to be disappointed by it, especially because it's supposed to be like a horror movie. I read like so many comments, like so many different variations of how people's thinking about it, you know. And I think now that the hype is dying down, that now people are actually being honest about it, and they're like, "Is this a vampire movie?"
when I read that,
everybody was like, "Oh my god, it's like this cinematic noir film." You know, that's how I feel like the hype was coming at first.
When I read, I was it's a vampire movie. Like, really? It's a Black Twilight.
Yeah, it's a Black Twilight movie. I was like, and then some people kind of didn't like how subliminal Ryan Coogler got.
Oh, really? Well, like with the black.
Because it was like a lot of things that was like now people starting to come out the world was because it was like he did a lot of history fact checking. You know, the Jim Crow era and like things like the Chinese immigrants, like small things, small things that the average person not gonna care, but like we are gonna care.
Yeah.
You know, like the creatives are gonna care. Small things like that. Like, even like I said, like I noticed that like the two Michael B. Jordan characters, one wears red and one wears blue on their head. If people notice that. And then they switch them off based on a cycle because they repeat. Because I actually read that somewhere too. They said in the beginning, like one of the younger characters, not Michael B. Jordan's character, not the brothers, not the two brothers, but another character, he started off wearing a hat that was just like one of the brothers, was the hot brother, the hot head brother. But as he got older, he cooled down. His mental changed, so he changed his hat to the other brother who was more older and more wiser.
Yeah.
So subliminal message, like it was just cool and everything, you know, like of course I appreciate it. I'm a filmmaker, so I appreciate things like that.
Well, once you start a YouTube channel where
I want to dissect movies.
Yeah, exactly.
I want to dissect movies, TV shows, and that's what me and Arts was supposed to originally do.
Yeah,
that's what we were supposed to originally did. Because you know how we be talking too. We was gonna go back and forth.
No, you should do it
on the show. But we were supposed to like talk about movies and things like that. I could do it here. I don't know. We've started. That's what I'm saying. I can't start a new podcast because
then this gonna fall by.
This gonna fall by. You know, you gotta
yeah.
You gotta do something because you know, it's like how you said, you got a lot going on. You got family. You got your photography business. You got this studio that we ain't making no money from. So that was one of the questions I did have. Mm-hmm. So like as you start wrapping up, how's the studio? How you feeling about the studio business right now?
I feel like the ceiling is pretty high. I guess that's the only reason why I'm still here. You know what I'm saying? Because like I think as of right now, if we were to walk away from it, there'd be a big what if. You know, because I mean, I can honestly say
we never really put our foot.
So that's where I was going. So like, I can honestly say that I'm nowhere near giving it my 100%. Because like, the issue with me is like I have to find mental space to get to it. So like, by the time like I'm done being a father, done being a husband, done being a business owner, I'll have like 30 minutes of like mental space, and I'm like, dang, I'll get to it tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And so like sometimes it's just a struggle. But this goes back to what I was saying, like some people have the wherewithal to like break past those mental barriers and like utilize that 2 hours. But like sometimes for me, when I get those 2 hours, like mentally I don't really have those 2 hours because I'm just so exhausted from all the other decisions that I made throughout the day. And so if I can just learn how to just break
your journal.
Do you
journal?
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's funny you brought that up because I started journaling 7 days ago. And yeah.
Okay.
Like literally 7 days ago. And I bought like a little journal. And like I'm still in a phase where I just almost feel dumb doing it, but I'm just trying to create the habit of just writing something.
Yeah, and what do you write about, if you don't mind?
It all depends on how I'm feeling. So the very first sentence is how I'm feeling in that moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like this morning I was, how did this morning start off? I think I was talking about my tea because I drink tea in the morning. So like I was talking about the flavor on my tea and how strong it tasted this morning. Like, you know, because I feel like if I just start writing, then my brain just kind of starts moving. And that's when I really can like start like talking about like how I'm really feeling and, you know, in the day.
Do you write down your wants in there?
Nah, man. So like for me, it's I journal, I read, and then I have to-do lists and stuff like that.
You should make a goal journal.
Mm-hmm.
Like a double separate journal outside of like your day to day, and just something like you write down your wants. That's another step of manifestation.
Yeah.
To speak it and then write it.
Yeah.
Once you speak it every day and you start writing it every day, mm-hmm. it starts to reinforce inside your mental, inside your head.
Mm-hmm.
And then another thing is trying to control your dreams. Do you dream?
You know what's funny? I know I do, but sometimes I wake up just forgetting it.
You always forget.
Like I wake up, I feel the dream, but I don't be like remembering the details of the dream.
Okay, I got a book for you about trying to, not let's call it like live it dreaming. But because you know, they say when you dream, what the things that you think in your dreams and reality, your brain can't tell the difference.
Mm.
So if you dream about you being rich every day, if you dream about you having that hustle, if you dream about you living in that grind, if you dream about you having that extra time, mentally, your brain is going to reshape these realities to give you that, because it's going to think that it's supposed to have it,
because
it can't tell the difference. So it's going to bleed into this world.
Mm.
So I would say try working on controlling your, not really controlling your dreams. Like what you do is like right before you close your eyes, like you just think about the topic that you want to dream about.
Mm.
Like you repeat it in your head over and over again right before you go to sleep.
Yeah,
that's kind of how you can like kind of like subliminally control your dreams. So and then just doing a dream journal too. As soon as you wake up, try to just write it down.
I was writing.
Sometimes I started where I would like say what I want to dream about in my dream journal the night before. I would write down, I would love to dream about this. And just write a story about what I like, how you feel like you're missing out on your things. Write those things down that you feel like you need to fulfill those wants.
Mm-hmm.
Write them down in your journal so you start to dream about it. Because then when you start to dream about it and you see yourself visualizing yourself actually doing those things, it do kind of help. So I've done that. And some other things I really can't think of. I'll tell you those things off camera. So I don't want to digress. I think we've been doing that this show for a minute.
Yeah. we're definitely have to do this one again.
We're going to definitely have to do it again because, like, I don't know where to go from here, and I don't know where we at with time, so I don't want to keep here people for too long. So I am going to ask for you to just living and when you where you are right now mentally.
Yeah.
Think about let's try to like reinforce your own thinking. I want you to look at the camera and you're looking at a younger version of yourself. Or even like your son maybe, or anybody you can think of, you know, just another person in this world that's going through the same thing that you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
What would you tell your younger self?
My younger self?
Yeah, about time blindness and not feeling like you got enough time.
Is to, going back to what you were saying, is like learn how to just ground yourself in the moments. Like, especially the moments where you really feel. You know, because I had a really good childhood growing up, and I feel like I had a lot of moments in my life where I experienced like just true joy as a kid. And when you're in those moments, especially as a young boy or a young man, a teenager, you're just experiencing it for what it is. And I feel like you can't really grasp the true value of that moment until the moment is gone, you know? And so if I could be like a spirit in the room of my younger self, I'll tell him to smile and like really just plant my feet down and like just look around and like really feel the moment that you're in, and even tell myself that now. You know, I look at my life and like there's so many blessings around me, and I've accomplished so much, and I'm in a place where I'm trying to find more gratitude. Like, well, I'm trying to learn how to practice more gratitude, and I feel like that's where true happiness comes from, is where we can really just be grateful for every moment that you're in life. Because like once you can reach that, you no longer are looking for more, you know? And so that's really where I'm trying to be on nowadays, you know? Just gratitude helps me be more grounded. Being more grounded lets me be more present in the moment. And being more present ultimately leads to more happiness, you know?
I messed with that.
That's a bar. I needed that one. I was waiting a whole podcast for.
Just say that bar.
Just for like something to line up like that. I need a soundbite.
He's not even a soundbite. I have my soundbite at the end of the show. All right, so that's the end of the show, everybody. We're gonna check you guys out. We're gonna have to do this again. I don't know if he's gonna come back on this season or next. I was thinking about doing like a group series.
That'd be dope. I'd be in a group setting.
Yeah, because I really wanted the show. So, like, the show was supposed to originally just be this, you know, us talking. People just getting deep about, is there anything random they want to talk about?
Yeah.
You know, you brought up the mortality stuff in the beginning, you know? So, that's what the show was really supposed to be about.
I need that soundbite, too.
Huh?
Yeah. I need that soundbite, too.
Yeah, so I'm gonna keep everything that we talked about. Like, I don't living in fear, like, bro, that's one of the things, like, even with the podcast, like, because it's something, like, we're not supposed to talk about those things, you know? Or you're not supposed to show that version of you, you know?
Who cares?
You know, exactly. Like, who cares? Folks, you know, like, oh my God.
Who cares?
Jamar still get the work done. Because I think about that all the time, too. Because people ask me, people be surprised when they say, Jamar, you smoke? I'm like, yeah, I smoke a lot. I probably smoke more than you do.
Yeah.
But I got really bad ADHD, so I level out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, my stuff level out. I still stay productive when I smoke. Yeah. I just do it so I shut my head off.
Yeah.
Because I be talking too much.
Yeah.
We all know that. So that's the only thing I do. But I think we had a great show today. So I love this flow. I want it to be for creators, bro.
Yeah.
Like, we all going through stuff, and we all want to live through art. And it's, like, hard. Because I think a lot of us go through, like, a lot of mental health just based on that, you know, like, trying to survive and do art at the same time.
I'm saying creators got feelings, too.
Yeah, you know, they got bills, too. You know, people don't want to go pain.
Yeah.
So,
1,000%.
You know, but they need us.
Yeah.
They need us creators, bro. So, that's the end of the show. We're going to check you guys back out on the Let's Get Real podcast, okay?
I appreciate it.
All right. Peace out.